welcome to the Dallas Soccer Show. I'm Dustin Nation. I'm here with my man, Armin. Armand's one of the only people left in the stadium.
Yeah, I shouldn't be here, but you know what?
It is late. Nobody else stuck around, so Armand saved me here.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm always here trying to save people, trying to save time, but you know, Mother Nature wasn't cooperating with us today. It's pretty...
Yeah, it's a very moist night here in Frisco.
Moist, understatement. It shut the game down for an hour and a half.
Yeah. Although, you know, there was still quite a few people around whenever the game started.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't like no one, you know. It was a good amount.
Yeah.
It was good for TV, you know. It was good for the eyes, you know.
Yeah. So, and you know what else was good for the eyes?
FC Dallas.
Yeah, FC Dallas is... Oh, we locked out? We locked out.
How can we get up there, Buster?
This is real live.
Kitchen?
Can we get Armin's trying to get up and file a story, and I'm tagging along.
Yeah, as I'm trying to go through the kitchen, they have to do things now.
So you know what else was good for the eyes was FC Dallas's play.
Yeah, it was good, entertaining. Maybe not the prettiest football you've seen, but it got the job done, right?
Yeah.
I think it was a good, strong victory. I think it's a victory that's a little reminiscent of like kind of like a playoff victory, if that makes any sense. You know, like a nice, gritty, hard-fought win. And these are points that you need to get of the course of a long MLS season, especially for a team that's six games winless.
Yes.
And is about to go into the international
Gold Cup break,
losing some players as well. So
yep.
They needed it.
They definitely needed it.
And what do you think about it?
No, it was a lot of fun. I actually got to sit down
and watch it from the stands.
Yeah, watch from the stands for the first time in a long time. Tristan was here. He had to go home, though, but which is why...
I'm here.
Yeah.
Well, I'm here because I'm here.
Yeah. Anyways, so we're going through the back way to get up to the press box.
Sure.
So you got a free tour here. Yeah. We're going through the kitchen. So, but yes. Started with Thomas Roberts in the 10 spot, and a lot of people. What did you think of Thomas Roberts' play?
I thought it was good. I don't think it was anything great. I don't think it was anything outstanding. I don't think it was anything that was like, oh my God, like it's a fantastic performance. It was good. Good. Yeah. Helped with his composure. I thought Seattle was minimizing him a lot. With his press box, with his play, I thought Svensson was very close to him. Dilem was as well, and it opened up a little bit in the second half. But Dallas kind of won the ideology change, subbing up Jacory Hayes late, or in the 63rd, 64th minute. So I thought he was solid, but I'm not like it wasn't like my socks are like blown off or as it was rock my socks off.
You could definitely tell he was up for it. Down on field level, you could see his face. Like the guy was focused, to say the least.
Yeah, he wasn't grinding, to be honest with you. Like working hard up and down the pitch. Like I'm not questioning his effort or anything like that. But it wasn't to me outstanding.
Gotcha.
It was good.
Yeah.
I think it's lack of a better word. Good.
It was good.
But I'm seeing it in a very good way. It was a positive performance, I think.
For me, I think that seeing him and Reynolds out there kind of bodes well for next week whenever we're going to have less people around.
Mm-hmm.
Gives me confidence that, you know, that number 10 spot's going to be well taken care of.
Gives you confidence for the future, too.
Yeah.
It does, because, look, at some point Dallas is going to lose a player like Arangiz. Or a player like Cannon, potentially. Or
a Paul McCall.
Or a Paul McCall. And these guys from the academy can step right in and play. And we've seen that, right? Same with Roberts. We've seen it with Reynolds, who... I don't know about Roberts, but Reynolds has definitely said the second team has helped him a lot. And it does. It gets you constant minutes week in and week out. So I think it's a positive. And again, I know we love talking about the academy, but it shows that, the academy is good. Like,
for sure.
It's good and it produces talent. Like, this is what you want to see. I mean, Roberts getting that PT was great. Did he perform amazingly? No, but this is his first start in the middle. Like, what do you expect from the guy?
Yeah. One of the notable absences from the first team was our friend Reggie Cannon.
Friend of the show.
He's been on the show. Anyways. So that means I can say he's a friend of the show, I think. That's the rules, right? Anyway, so Reggie Cannon wasn't there. What did you make of that? I know Lucci said in the press conference, he said it's one of the moments. I mean, what do you read from that?
I mean, I kind of read from that that I think he got just benched for this game, which is not bad at all. Players get benched. It's not, and plus it might be good for him as well, right? Remember, we called Reggie Iron Man or whatever last year because he kept playing. I think the only game he missed was due to a national team call-up. Mm-hmm. You know what? Those miles add up. And let's say he did get benched. So what? He's going to learn from it. It's a 20-year-old guy. He's going to learn from it and improve for the next match. But what I read into it, it wasn't, I don't think it was due to fatigue or anything like that. When you say it's a moment, when you say it's, you know, he's grinding, getting better, you know, this, that, I think it's due to, I think it is maybe just, hey, Reggie, this week, we're not that good. Not running that good, mate. We're going to prefer Ryan this time. Sure. Just try something different. And I think it's also a vote of confidence for John Nelson.
Yes.
As well. Because John Nelson has grown. Your boy Tristan asked about him mm-hmm. press conference. John Nelson has grown and has proven, hey, look, he's a valuable draft pick, yep. which is like unheard of in MLS, as Tristan alluded. It's unheard of to be a valuable player, but he's bought into the system and he's played vertical. He's playing Lucci's way and he's kind of almost grab that left back starting spot.
Yep.
We knew that with the Pedroso trade. That was also a vote of confidence in Nelson. Mm-hmm. I think this was another step in that vote of confidence. And you know what? If Nelson's bad, Hollinsley can slot right back into that role and Cannon can come up. But I think this was very, it's a positive thing for Nelson. I think it's shown, hey, kind of establishing that role. And for Reggie, it's just learning experience. Hey, look, maybe it wasn't the best this game, but you know what? Next game I'll be ready.
Yeah, and he got to come in on the wing, which was really kind of fun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
it's always fun to see players that position a little bit. Yeah. I like that.
I do, too.
I like it, too. You know?
Yeah.
Sometimes you see, like, you know, like, wouldn't you love to see, like, Jesse Gonzalez at striker one day?
One day.
And he can time waste?
With the best of them.
Yeah, so he can come at 8.5 minute, right?
You just go into the opponent's box and lay down. Yeah. I've got a cramp.
Yeah. I'm just going off field. Oh, my hammy.
Yeah, oh.
You know, something like that. Like, so I think That'd be interesting, but no, there's nothing like, it happens. Players get benched.
Yeah.
It's not a big deal.
Yeah, I agree. So before we let you go, the second half, a little sloppy coming out. I feel like the whole second half was sloppy from both teams.
Mm-hmm.
On a night like that, is that good for SC Dallas or is that play against us? What do you think?
Is this Lucci loves calling his things moments. This is a moment. Everything's a moment, right?
Yeah.
Look, and he told me today, and I couldn't put it in my story because the way he described it, it wasn't like audible. It was very vision. He was like, sometimes our performance is here, and the points we get is here. Sometimes our performance is here, and the points we get are here. Sometimes we're both here. I think today, yeah, you can see it.
Yeah, there
we
go.
I think today, the points were here, but the performance was here.
Sure.
I don't think it was the most optimal performance. I think Lucci can say a lot better things, but we have to realize we're in MLS. MLS, what determines like success in MLS? For me, it's MLS Cup. MLS Cup is single elimination now. These are gritty games that you have to win. You have to win these gritty games that, you know, they're not the prettiest, but you know what? They stuck to their foundations, right?
Right.
They kept possession. They had those spurts where they were dominating the ball back and forth. They imposed their style. Maybe there was a time in the second half they didn't, right? But they recovered and were able to impose their style once again. I don't know the final stats. I'm sure they're definitely like, their possession.
I just have the halftime stats here.
Yeah. I'm sure possession is more towards FC Dallas. But you saw in that second half, they took advantage of Seattle being kind of lazy in the back. They took advantage of Seattle, being desperate.
Passes.
They're getting those intercept passes. They're creating opportunities. That next step for them is to get that third goal.
Yep.
If you get that, because look, late in the game, Seattle's kind of pounding on opportunities. If they get that third goal, that's the next step this team needs to take, is to kill off the game. They didn't kill it off. They didn't do it against Portland either, if you remember, right? Remember the handball that probably should have been a handball that they didn't call?
Yep.
They didn't kill them off. They were up 2-0. Portland came back. They didn't kill them off. They did not kill off Seattle this game. They didn't.
Yep.
But that's the next step this team needs to do. They didn't have that killer instinct. Go for that third goal. There was a span, kind of going, kind of go off a little bit of a tangent, but at a half time.
Tangents are okay here on the Dallas Soccer Show.
Kind of from the 40th to 45th minute, there was a time where, you know, Dallas could have gone for a kill in that third goal, I think. But they elected to play more possession and control the game. You know what? That's okay. But against other teams that maybe are more quality, you can't do that against LAFC. Mm-hmm. Again, remember, against LAFC here, they didn't close them out. They didn't.
And then they ended up.
Oh, that's not bad. It was a 1-1 draw. And LAFC, honestly, was the more threatening team.
Mm-hmm.
So plain and simply, this team just needs to grow. And I think this is a part of the process of learning under Lucci, is to kill off a game. I don't think they have that yet. You can tell by kind of the margins by how they're winning. Not every game is like a two-goal win or whatever. It's very, just, okay, they won. You know, they got, they survived that last moment.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't bode well, but you know what? Somebody's need a gritty win like this, especially a snap of six game win the streak.
Agreed. Last question, sorry. What's the lay? What's the lay for?
The lay, it was kind of, I guess, a bet that I wouldn't wear it throughout the entire game. And you know what? It's a fashion accessory. You know, you got a lay.
You got a killer stash. Yeah. You got a lay.
Yeah, I got a lay. I couldn't go out tonight because of this weather. I'm here, pardon me, here until midnight.
He's a man of the people, folks. But, he's here for you.
Yeah, I'm here for you guys and the coverage. Be sure to give me a follow or something like that.
Weren't you on... Aren't you going
to
be on...
I'm going to be on ESPN Soccer Today talking to US Men's National Team, and they kind of threw me in a spot. I kind of have a hot take on there. If you're going to go listen to Tyler and Steve. They're always fantastic.
To the ESPN Radio tomorrow?
Yeah. But, I mean, guys, I guess final thing for FC Dallas fans, right? You might say this team is growing, and I think you're seeing that in these results. You're seeing step-by-step growing. First game against New England, they couldn't...
I guess we could stand here by you instead of...
Yeah, New England, what? They didn't close out New England, right? They allowed them back in, and the game almost flipped. New England's not a good team.
No.
You know. But you see other games, you know? And they're starting to grow a little bit. You know, maybe they didn't get the win against Vancouver, right? But they still played kind of decently. They played decently. Now you're starting to see them kind of play everything together. And Lucci, again, with the little hand gestures, was like, we want to get to here, where our performances are here and our points are here. They're even.
Right.
You didn't see that tonight. But once they get that next step, which it could be this year, it could be next year. Maybe people are going to be scared that I said that. Could be this year. They may not get less next step until next year. Maybe if they add more players. Or if they lose players. I don't know. But for a team that's shorthanded, and it's going to be even more shorthanded next week, this is a very quality result. Very quality result.
Yes. Very happy with the outcome here. Toyo Stadium on a rainy Saturday night. Armand Kafai, at Armand Kafai on Twitter. Go give him a follow. Give him a read at Pro Soccer USA.
Yeah, please.
We're the Dallas Soccer Show. We're on your podcasts. This will be on your podcast apps and on YouTube. So give us a follow there and go check us out. Again, Dustin Nation, take it easy, everybody.